Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, every Wednesday, our listener question on business at hot1027.co.za. It's the best financial advice on radio. And let me tell you, it's free of charge. And tonight, Romy writes, my complex AGM is coming up soon. I'm wanting to get myself elected as a trustee. However, she writes, I'm not sure I fully understand what they do, but I believe that my complex has too many older residents running it. So she says, how do I prepare for this? What do trustees actually do? How can I get nominated and elected? And she also says, if I find it's too much work, could I resign? And how would it affect the work of the trustee? She goes on to say, what are the core responsibilities of a trustee in a complex or residential community? I can think of no better person, Romy, to help you than Grant Smee, who's the Chief Executive Officer of Only Realty Property Group. Grant, good evening to you and welcome. Let's wade straight in and help Romy if we can. The process for nominating someone as a trustee, how can someone like her increase her chances of being elected? Is there a secret here?
Evening, and thanks for having me. No, there's no secrets. It's a simple nomination leading up to the AGM. So you would submit your nomination, and you can nominate yourself as a trustee. And then there's votes cast at the AGM for the people that the body corporate would like as the trustees of the process.
But nothing to stop her doing a little bit of light lobbying or campaigning, I guess.
Absolutely not. And I think, you know, if you as a trustee are showing a vested interest in the building, involvement and interest in the financial situation and the maintenance, and are making other residents aware of that, then they would very likely nominate you, because I think trustees, although it's a thankless job, that a lot of people that become trustees but then quietly disappear during the year and aren't that involved in the complex.
So to that point, Grant, are there specific qualifications or skills that can help a trustee be more effective?
So there aren't specific requirements in terms of skills and qualifications, but certainly somebody with a financial background, that would help in terms of watching the finances of the body corporate. Somebody maybe with a building background and a maintenance background to understand the maintenance requirements around common property. And then in complexes, maybe they've got large gardens or dense gardens, somebody who's got a bit of a green thumb would be then involved in looking after the garden of that complex.
And Grant, the core remit here, what exactly is expected of someone like Romy? What is she going to do? What is the most important thing that a trustee does?
Well, I think the most important thing that a trustee does or can do is be actively involved in the management of a complex. I think that's the first thing, and actively involved with the managing agent, taking not only their advice and their guidance, but their input into the management of the complex. That's vitally important from a trustee perspective. But for the trustees, their responsibilities is really a legal responsibility to look after the body corporate itself or represent the body corporate and make decisions in relation to that, both financially as well as in terms of maintenance and looking forward at the future of the complex, making decisions around structure and security. So there's actually quite a lot of decision making that's required from a trustee, and they carry actually ultimately personal responsibility for poor decisions or negligent decisions that they may make.
My very next question. So there is a legal responsibility, but that implies that there is a degree of fiduciary responsibility as well. So do not take on something like this lightly.
Not at all. And I think that often people still take it on because they want their unit or their section to be looked after more so, and they're not happy with how it's being managed. But ultimately, you've got a responsibility to every single member of that body corporate to equally represent them and look after them and make sure that the complex is both financially looked after but also well maintained.
Do you have a sense of the scope of workload? Because Romy also says if she feels it becomes too much, are there steps to take in order to resign properly? I mean, one would hope that you don't take something like this on, find out it's too much and then quit.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's nothing more disruptive than a trustee being elected, being involved for a couple of months and then leaving the body corporate. That's super, very disruptive for both the managing agents and the body corporate itself. And the problem with sort of trustees joining and leaving, and that's on a year-by-year basis, is that even after a year, decisions that have made with new trustees get changed and then altered. That ultimately disrupts the management of the body corporate, also that financially impacts the body corporate. So ideally, if you do become a trustee, you look to be a trustee for a year, at least 2 years, 2 or 3 years, to actually have an impact on the management of the complex. From a workload perspective, it really depends on the nature of your complex. How many units are there? Do you have staff? What are the complexities of that complex in terms of security, gardening, you know, what irrigation systems do you have? Is there solar systems that you're responsible for? How big are the common areas? So it actually varies according to complex and also residents, and how much you're willing to take on yourself and how much you're willing to put across the managing agent. And then also, do you have a good managing agent, which I think is vitally important for a complex.
Let's just clear one thing up. This is a volunteer position, is it not? She wouldn't expect remuneration for it.
Yeah, unfortunately or fortunately, there's no remuneration for being a trustee, and sort of it is really firstly a thankless job. You know, you very rarely do things that are that benefit all the residents, and you get thanked for it. Firstly, but secondly, there is no remuneration for it, and thirdly, you know, you need to ensure through the process of being a trustee that there's no conflict of interest, so you make decisions that may be perceived to benefit you more than other residents, so you sort of carry these multiple risks in that space.
I was interested in the point that she made about her complex having too many older residents running it. It would be beneficial, though, surely, to have a mix of age groups.
Absolutely. I think a mix of age groups, a mix of skill set, a mix of viewpoints, you know, is vitally important. But also the structure of those trustees is very, very important, and the management of the trustees. Having a chairperson that can manage expectations and guide the trustee the trustee body to in the right way, as well as a managing agent that can give the right input. So there's actually, it's important that you don't have, for example, one person who is an ultimate decision maker. You have multiple people that have multiple inputs and viewpoints.
Often that's difficult in any kind of governance setup, but we don't need to go down that particular line. In terms of the relationship then between the managing agent and the board of trustees, typically where might there be a breakdown of trust or even communication?
Yes, I mean, generally the managing agent manages not only the maintenance and maintenance projects, but also the financial aspects of the business under the guidance of the trustees. Often there's a conflict between trustees' decision making and the managing agent's ability to implement those things. For example, a managing agent may not want to apply a decision made by the trustees because it might be in contravention of the Act, and they need to advise the trustee to that effect. But also, almost every decision needs a trustee resolution, and often trustees will make a phone call and give an instruction, but it doesn't always not followed up by trustee resolution. So a managing agent that's following process and protocol properly might come into conflict with a trustee or board of trustees where things aren't being followed to the letter of the law. But on the opposite side, where trustees are trying to do the right thing, but the managing agent is, for example, ineffective or poor managing agents, then you have that conflict. So it's all about service. But what's very, very important is that both the managing agent and the trustees are all on the same page, that they have the same outlook for the building, and they work very, very closely together to ensure that they achieve their ultimate goal.
Well, Romy in Douglasdale, I hope we haven't put you off. As Grant said, it can be a thankless task, but if you have a dedicated group of trustees in a complex, it really does work for the benefit of everybody. So Grant Smee, Chief Executive Officer of the Only Realty Property Group, as always, thank you very much for your time. And if you have a question for us, we do this every Wednesday on the program, just drop me an email, business@hot1027.co.za. Grant, cheers and thanks very much.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with MoneyWeb.